because of the type of blended learning now that a lot of university courses are going to be provided type of remotely, some in class and some remotely, students here in Donegal are finding it very, very difficult. Some people are telling me that they have to travel up to 20 kilometres to go to their broadband hub, which is located in different parts of the county. It isn't suitable for a learning environment because where their own houses are, broadband isn't available in that community. And this is a serious challenge for them, but also a serious point of pressure. This is the future of these students. They've gone through their Leaving Cert in a very difficult test, and now they're concerned whether they're in the first or the final year of college as to whether they will be able to complete the course with the inadequate access to broadband in the area. There's a secondary issue, which is the fact that now many parents have been forced to take out high cost accommodation in Dublin, and the universities then are coming out and saying that they will not be needed on campus for the first number of months, or indeed in some cases only a couple of days in the first couple of months. And this has cost parents and students thousands of euros in rent, and they have entered into contracts which can't be broken, and it is seriously difficult.
Well, we do have a minister with specific responsibility now for third level education, Simon Harris. Is there anything he can do, do you believe, to get involved in this and sort of see if arrangements can be made and concessions made where necessary?
I think there has to be. We have to look at ways in which we can get around this. I think there needs to be support packages around students. There is a kind of student hardship fund in all of the universities, but it's a very, very small amount of money. I think that needs to be beefed up in a large way. We need to look at ways in terms of how we can support families who have taken out high cost accommodation and the students aren't basically using it. But most importantly for me is that the fact that students here in remote areas of the country, but particularly Donegal, will be disadvantaged because of the lack of basic infrastructure such as broadband. How we deal with that is going to be challenging, but there are ways in terms of looking at deflectors to bring broadband to rural areas temporarily. People have done that in my own community, where they're able to ping a broadband signal from one house to another. It's been quite effective, but you need the cooperation of the other house because it's charged through that house. So we need to look at now how in those unique circumstances where students' futures could be at risk, that the state would actually use the state-owned premises to actually make sure that broadband is available to students who live in remote areas that don't have that, because it's not for the want of Netflix or looking at YouTube. This is about them qualifying as the doctors or the scientists or the teachers or the professionals of the future, and we have to support them in this at this time.